part of your...
The next.
Right. Okay. So, anyway, very good. And obviously, I'd rather be here than where we were.
So they're going to lower our rates for next year, then?
We'll get to that here in about 9 months. The next page is just what was paid versus what was billed from the accounting department. The page after is the diagnosis codes, and it just goes through some of the higher cost diagnoses. That report can be a little tricky because more than one person can be diagnosed with the same thing. So that's not one individual. It could be three or four that would be in a diagnosis code. So, you know, in walking through that, the next, and this really shows your drugs, the next page, a lot of these drugs were not around a couple of years ago, and now they're out there, and they're exceptionally expensive. There are drugs in getting ready to be approved that are $1 million a year. And so that being said, it's you know, hopefully at some point we have a reckoning in this country with this pharmaceutical side of things, but right now we're just kind of riding it out.
An employee was telling me, and I wished I could think what it was called, so, but you probably in your business would know, that they were standing at the pharmacy to get a prescription filled, and it was a large amount that they wouldn't have to pay, even with, because it was in the high end.
Tier. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And someone over the other one got similar filled, and it was like, I forget what she said, like $6 or something, some program that they were eligible for.
Mm.
And so they asked, now I'm getting a head shake back there, so you may be familiar with, they asked what this was, and so you just had, when they went, I think it was Walmart or somewhere, you just have to ask for that program. How does that go? Is that something that...
I'm not sure, obviously, from that, but it sounds like... There are multiple things out there that could go. One is called GoodRx. And you just tell them, hey, could you run it through GoodRx? You know, my son has a prescription, my wife asked for it, and it's a lower price at Walmart. So mm-hmm. that's definitely something, and we do talk to the staff about that, and we have open enrollment and whatnot to just say, always say that in case, and see if they run it through that, particularly your people that are on the HSA where they're paying mm-hmm. the full cost of the drug themselves. That can really save some money. What Erica just suggested, there is manufacturer's assistance programs. So if somebody does not have insurance, then they can go in and it's part of when George W. Bush put in Part D for Medicare. There's part of that they got the pharmaceutical companies to agree to give prescriptions to people who were uninsured or otherwise didn't have the money. Then they would actually give it oftentimes for free or for next to free. And it very well could have been. But unfortunately, the way the law works, because we have insurance, mm-hmm. then we don't qualify for that.
The GoodRx, does it qualify for that?
Yes, if they're paying for the prescription out of pocket. If it's just a copay, then it won't change what the copay
okay.
is. But particularly for people on the HSA or paying out of pocket, then yes. Or if you have dependents or other people that you know.
Okay, if they're on the HSA. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So not knowing all the circumstances
yeah,
around that.
But I either. I listened when they said that, and
and
I, you know, heard different ones talk on that, but I just never had addressed it.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting game with pharmacy these days.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Final page, walking through. Again, this is your claimants above $25,000 in total spend for the time period. As Commissioner Williams suggested, there were times where we had five or six people that were over the $100,000 mark on this report, probably more than that. This time we have one that's over $100,000, but you'll see that they are significantly over, and that's what impacts that loss ratio if you take out that amount. But all to say, we seem to have cleaned up a little bit. On the far left side of the report, one of the things we always look to is, do you have people who are terminated? It's A is for active, T is for terminated, and on the far left column, in this report, there's only one that's no longer on the county's plan. Sometimes there's multiple people there, and that can help us. On the far right of this report, it's another column that we keep our eye on. It's called last DOS. That's for date of service. Again, in this report, most of these folks are actively under treatment. We've seen some cases where people have, you know, didn't get anything last year at all, and it's just a, you know, some claims came through from 21 or something. You'll see a couple of those on there, but most of these folks are active and on your plan and getting treatment. So overall, very good year, very good place to start from. A little bit of an uptick in the fourth quarter that we'll keep our eye on. Nothing just horrible, but certainly a little bit higher. And then when we come back to see you next, we'll give you an update to see where that is. Any questions or thoughts from the commission in regard to conversations you've had with staff or anything else?
I don't have any.
Nope. Hearing none, thank you, sir. Appreciate
you.
Thank you, guys.
We have no other business on our agenda here this morning. We will be in recess, and we will reconvene in the conference room upstairs with our, we don't have a round table, daily staff review and possibilities of, or we have budget discussion, I apologize, and personnel review. Thank you. It's 9:37. We'll be in recess.